An attack on the FBI. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Federal authorities say an armed suspect wearing body armor tried to breach an FBI field office in Cincinnati this morning by firing a nail gun and brandishing an AR-style rifle. The suspect fled when confronted by agents, and a standoff with the suspect is reported about 60 miles northwest of Cincinnati.
4 miles of highway have been blocked in both directions as this suspect is now in a field exchanging fire with law enforcement.
Cox's Garrett Tenney. The FBI chief is denouncing online threats to law enforcement after this week's execution of a search warrant at former President Trump's Florida home.
Deplorable and dangerous. That's what FBI Director Chris Wray is calling threats using violent rhetoric made by supporters of former President Donald Trump following the FBI's search of his Mar-a-Lago home. Wray, who was appointed by Trump in 2017, says of the threats online against federal agents and the Justice Department, quote, violence against law enforcement is not the answer, no matter who you're upset with. Some posters on sites popular with white supremacists and right-wing extremists have included a call to arms and for the assassinations of federal agents and even U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Department of Justice is seeking cell phone numbers of about 2,000 Secret Service agents as part of its investigation into the Capitol riots,
including information from employees who were not at the Ellipse or on the street during January 6, 2021. Earlier this week, the head of the union representing federal law enforcement raised concerns about giving personal cell phone numbers to congressional committees, but the request from the Justice Department is from one federal agency to another. The Secret Service has come under criticism after text messages from January 5th and 6th were deleted, despite an internal review by the Homeland Security Inspector General.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some advocacy groups say Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law has led to an increase in online hate.
Peeling back the layers of posts on social media shows a surge in hateful references to gays, lesbians, and other LGBTQ plus people since Florida passed a law that bars instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. The claim from the Human Rights Campaign, one of the nation's largest LGBTQ advocacy groups, and the Center for Countering Digital Hate, a nonprofit that tracks online extremism. The researchers discovered that the 500 most viewed tweets that mentioned grooming were viewed more than 72 million times between January and July. The report warns a bump in online hate could lead to violence, saying social media platforms must do more to enforce their own policies on hate speech. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A theme park is making some changes as it faces a pending lawsuit alleging racism.
Sesame Place is implementing diversity and inclusion training for its employees following a $25 million class action lawsuit. This follows the outcry over a video which showed characters snubbing 2 6-year-old black girls. The park, operated by SeaWorld Parks, said that all employees will be mandated to participate in training created to address bias, promote inclusion, and prevent discrimination by the end of September. It will also be included into onboarding for all new employees and become a regular part of training and workforce development. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Walt Disney Company is raising prices for streaming customers in the U.S. who want to watch Disney Plus without ads. The price hike is tied to a new service Disney will launch in December. It will see the basic service, which now costs $7.99 per month, begin running ads. Those who want Disney Plus ad-free must upgrade to a new premium service that starts at $10.99 per month. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.